We are very passionate about spay-neuter education because I think so many people are unaware of this one small step they could take to prevent more unwanted births in our area, therefore slowing down the pet overpopulation, therefore slowing down the number of animals flowing into our shelters. Secondly, and we are the most passionate about, we truly believe that every animal, if it is reasonably well-adjusted, every dog deserves a fighting chance to land in a safe and loving home. So with that mission in mind, we are simply spreading the important news about how important it is to spay and neuter, and also about how people can get involved and do more for the animals in our community.
What counties do you serve?
Well, we serve Hamilton County. We work a lot with the rural counties that are really desperate for help, the Marion counties of the world, Ray County. We've worked some with Northwest Georgia. We don't ignore anybody that sends us a plea for help. If you happen to be in Marion County, you need help, reach out to us. If we can help, we will.
And one of your objectives is to find good homes for cats and dogs. How do you go about doing that?
Well, when someone contacts us, and again, we work with a lot of individuals. We work with our local veterinarians. To be honest, unfortunately, there's such an overpopulation. Animals are simply dumped everywhere. Everyone that we meet reports animals just running around in their neighborhoods. So when they contact us, our first goal is to get the animals to a veterinarian to get them, as we say, happy, healthy, and behavioral tested. And once we find out a lot about the animal, then we work to get them in one of our local fosters. And again, we are always, Mark, looking for more fosters. The more homes that these animals can go into, the more animals we can save. And again, once they go to the fosters, then we are, I think as Renee says, putting the word or letting the magic happen. And we put their faces and their bio on a variety of different websites. And it is truly amazing. Some of these dogs can get adopted as quickly as 3 days, but sometimes it may take us 3 or 4 weeks. And we do work a lot with some of the northern rescues where they actually understand and grasp the spay-neuter concept. So there is a shortage of actual rescue animals. So we send a lot to the New England area where they end up in some wonderful homes and we love the happy ever after stories.
New England?
Meaning directly to the Boston area is one of our huge contacts. And in fact, I think we have sent approximately about 300 dogs over the last year into that area. They partner with the Southern Rescues because, again, when a community really grasps the spay-neuter concept, they are giving us reports that some of their shelters are low on adoptable animals. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the Southern Rescues. When the supply, unfortunately, is never ending here, we can send them up north where they get adopted very quickly.
We partnered with a particular rescue in Boston about 2.5 years ago, and we've been about 300, sent about 300 dogs there. But prior to sending a dog north, we have to spay, neuter, behavioral test, as Linda said, get full vetting up and running, make sure the dog is heartworm negative or Ehrlichia negative. So there's a lot that goes into preparing a dog for adoption, whether it's a local adoption or it's a New England adoption. Mm. And we're not exclusive to New England. We work with a lot of other rescues, for example, Tri-State Basset Rescue out of Pennsylvania, Great Pyrenees Rescue out of Atlanta, Labrador Friends of the South. What we try to do is we try to spread our tentacles out far and wide and partner with different rescues wherever they are, whether they are in New England or Atlanta, just because they are asking for dogs and we happen to have them.
You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert. On Thursday, August 21st, at 212 Market Restaurant downtown, the East Tennessee Alliance for Animals is holding a fundraiser called Wine for Wags from 5:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. The public is invited to attend. Board Member Linda Edelman.
Well, we are really excited about this event. We think it's a win-win evening for people and animals. If you've ever been to 212 Restaurant, you know Sally and Susan have wonderful food. So it's going to be a nice evening of a variety of appetizers and also a nice wine selection. And all of this for the simple cost of $25 per person. So we think it's a win-win event. Simply by coming and having a nice evening with us, you're actually going to be helping animals in our community.
And there is a PayPal account that people can use to purchase tickets,
yes,
correct?
If you access PayPal, our PayPal account number is ETAA5@AOL. And you could just log on to PayPal and purchase a ticket that way.
And these donations, of course, are going to benefit the organization. What is the greatest need right now that you all have?
Possibly fosters and donations, of course. Again, the more fosters, the more homes we have to place these dogs, because this is where dogs come and they learn their manners. They just learn to assimilate into a home environment, and it makes them so much more adoptable. And, of course, we work on private donations strictly, so the more funds we have. And, again, as I mentioned earlier, we are a 100% volunteer effort, so every dime donated to us does go back into spay-neutering of these animals, food, medicine, whatever it takes to get them happy, healthy, and adopted.
Thank you both for joining me here on Around About Chattanooga.
Thank you, Mark.